tallest of the three identical people in front of you, the one that originally came in on the wings. You have the other two, I probably should specify that they kind of just like ran in. The tallest one is the only one that has the wings. The other two are just on foot. But I kind of he's just like, well, I mean, it's good to see faces. Are you guys okay? That looks like a mean boy.
We're fine.
I'm okay. Mm-hmm.
Doing good.
I just did 3d10 necrotic damage to it. I'm doing really good.
Yeah.
How'd you guys get in here? Who sent you?
Quetzalcoatl.
That's good that you said that, because I cannot for the life of me pronounce that name.
You can't say Quetzalcoatl?
I can. Quetzalcoatl.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
What? Do you not know who Quetzalcoatl is?
No, I just have a hard time pronouncing it, too.
Oh, okay.
So how did you guys get in here?
Yeah, what's up with y'all?
I mean, same as you guys, I guess.
So, how long have you been here, do you think, maybe, though? Because you came in definitely before us.
You say that, and he just kind of gets this, like, look in his eyes, like,
It's been 4 years.
At this point, and he shrugs, and he's like, I don't know.
Because we've been in here for, like, close to 24 hours?
Probably. It's we slept.
Yeah. It's been, like, a day?
It's been a day. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
It has been a day, you're
unless
right.
Time is weird in here. But I don't know that. We have no way of
time is probably weird in here.
We have no way of
listen. Time is probably weird in here. We're probably gonna, like... We're gonna, like, if we get back, and we're probably gonna, like, jump out and they're like, hey, it's been 5 seconds. Or it's 5 years.
Be like, we come back and it's the end of the world because
we've
been gone long enough
it for could
the
go
sun to, like, explode. which I don't think is likely.
Excellent idea, however.
No, you're not allowed to take that.
In a new world, our three intrepid heroes. No.
You really want to play Quiet, You're That Bad.
No, not that bad.
Destroy the whole planet. Now you're in space. Yeah. So where have you been in here so far?
I mean, that's the issue, is we've kind of, it's all just the same. We don't know where anything is right now.
We know. Do you know about? You know, there's a giant tree. That's the only thing that we know.
I mean, I can fly. I can get up there, and yeah. I can see it, but I can't get any close to it.
You can't get close to it?
No.
The monkey said we could get close to it, so they better not have been lying to us.
Monkeys.
Yeah, the banana
we talked
monkeys.
To the we talked to the gorilla.
You met the banana monkeys?
No.
You haven't seen them?
No.
Yeah, they're kind of asleep now, so maybe we'll take you later.
Monkey party!
Does that imply we're gonna go back and talk to them?
Maybe.
I hope so.
I don't know how their like whole situation works after we get the scythe. I don't know.
They better freaking survive.
I assume like,
if the monkeys
them
die,
can, like control.
If the monkeys die, I will quit the game right here.
We're attached to them now.
We are linked.
Okay. How long have you been trying to get to the tree?
I don't know. It feels like days. We kind of just been walking. I mean, it feels like we're walking in circles. No matter where we orient ourselves, we just always kind of end back in a place like this.
And you can't fly closer to it? It's not just the walking, you can't fly either?
He shrugs again. He's like, yeah, I can't. If I try and fly closer to it, it just stays where it is.
How far away do I think that it is?
It was Jenna was the one originally that climbed up the tree and saw it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I remember being like a couple dozen miles, I think is what you said.
We had a bit of a trek.
A trek, yes.
It looks very far away.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the distance, but I can still see it.
I can see it.
Zero, roll insight, please.
Insight. I would love to do that. I'm supposed to be good at it. 23.
You get the feeling that space doesn't work quite the same in this fun little tube that I've created for you.
Fun.
Tube is a word choice.
Yes. So, I feel like it's one of those, like, I feel like we're walking, this is meant to be a bad metaphor, but I feel like it's like when you're in, like, a funhouse novel of funky mirrors, and you're not sure, like, which, like, way you're going, or if you go, if you, like, are underwater and you don't know which way is up anymore, and you're just going in a direction,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it feels to me akin to that. So I'm wondering if it would be good just to pick, like, because if, maybe it doesn't want us to get closer to it.
Okay.
Or maybe that's, like, because clearly I think that, like, the tree is important to, like, our goals.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can't get to it.
Likely.
So, I feel like there's, like, a trick to it, maybe. Or, like, that this our perspective is maybe wrong. And, or, wait. I want to know how the Blue Reaper Boy makes portals. Does the portal thing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I know that, but maybe, I don't think I know how to do that. Or I don't even know if I know what kind of, like, I guess it's dimension magic. Because we, like, I've been detecting that a lot. But I feel like that would be really helpful. So I'm going to talk to the Hermes people and tell them that and see if they have any idea about that.
I mean, I guess we know about as much as you guys do. Mr. Kowaddle kind of sent Hermes a file with everything that you guys knew.
Mm-hmm. That's unfortunate.
I mean, why would that be unfortunate?
Oh, I
don't know more of that?
Yeah, that you don't know more.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have had more experience with it than with him than we did. We just kind of were told to come here and see what we could do.
I have another question. So, you remember how, when we were in corporate hell, I was like, I'm going to bang my hammer really hard on the ground, and then we broke whatever the dimension was?
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying you want to bang your head against the ground again?
I don't think that will work.
I feel like you've already done that with, like, all the fights we've been doing. I could be wrong, though.
No, like, I don't...
I definitely have.
No, because some things... I feel like this is... It's not the same as that, but because, like, I feel like reality is altered enough with, like, space being all messed up, that, like, and I don't know if maybe I hit it harder, I don't know if that will necessarily, like, be like, ah, now it is fixed, but, like, I want to maybe, like, try to, like, break, maybe, because this is, like, there's, like, the soul weapon that's doing this, and then it's, like, I don't want to say it's a pocket dimension, but, like, there's, like, it's like we're in a terrarium, almost, maybe? Whereas, like, this is, like, the environment, but it's not, stuff doesn't work the same outside of it. It's not, like, nonsense. Am I understanding that completely wrong?
are you asking Brayden, or?
Yeah, I guess I am. Like, is that not a fair enough interpretation? Because if I got that very wrong, that would be unfortunate.
Make an arcana check.
Okay. What is it? Oh. 10.
You feel like that is a plausible theory.
Okay.
If Flynn were here, we could just tuck his spear to the ceiling and see where that gets us.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about this, is that, like, I think maybe, and I could be very wrong, but I think that perhaps we're in, like, a dome kind of situation. And there is, like, a top to it. That no longer is in, like, inside the sphere of influence of the scythe. So, like, maybe if... Who's the one that has the flying boots?
It is Ike.
If Ike maybe... And then I have no idea how tall it is, so he probably... He may or may not be able to fly to the top of it ever at some... Like, because it might just be like, oh, that it's too tall.
With a shot.
But, like, I don't know if that would fix it either, though. Like, if you go out and back in at a different point. It's like a nether in Minecraft.
It is like that.
But, like, and also, if he goes by himself, like, I feel like we need to come also. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, because when I climbed up and I was looking at things, I saw that there was an edge to wherever we're at, right?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You saw an edge as far as, like, width-wise. Like, the area you're in kind of seems cylindrical in nature. Oh,
that's why you said it was a tube.
Yes, that's why I called it a tube.
So I feel like I suppose maybe that makes sense. He can't fly up high enough. But even if he did, like,
I feel like he would have tried that.
Yeah, I feel like he probably would. I mean, has he? I'd ask him if he tried to fly as high as he could go.
Oh. I guess I always tried flying to the tree or to a wall and not straight up.
I explained to him my terrarium. I feel like most of that was I'm just saying it out loud to the group that's here.
No.
Yeah, no, totally.
I can try. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
I guide him. I don't know if that'll help.
You guide him, and he, kicks his heel together and starts to float off of the ground, and then you see him, kind of, like, twirl his hand around, and then, just from this light that starts forming into his hand, a long, pointed, brilliant, golden spear materializes, and he just kind of looks straight up and he's like, okay, well, if there is a top, I'm gonna put this ahead of me so that this hits it before my head does.
That's a good idea.
And he starts, he kind of lifts off and takes off into the sky, and a kind of gust of air hits the rest of you, and you find yourself waiting for a very long amount of time.
That makes sense.
And the amount of time that passes feels... you start to worry just a little bit.
Oh, no.
And it gets to the point where it's like, man, it's been like half an hour. And his pike and lance kind of are just like starting to like look at each other.
Oh, no.
And they're worrying and they're pacing. And they haven't said a word.
Uh-huh.
But eventually you hear the wind start to kind of pick up again, or just air start to move in the sky above you, and you see descending just as fast as he left is Ike, and he kind of like touches down, and he is just like, he is drenched in sweat, and you no longer see the spear, but he just like looks at user and he's like,
oh no,
there is no top.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
It goes on for forever, I think.
Okay. Okay.
That's unfortunate.
That's not great. Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, are you good, my dude?
I'm fine. I just, whew, that was a lot.
That's fair.
It's worth a shot.
Yeah? Thanks for trying.
You're welcome, I guess.
Well, you can rule that out.
Okay.
Any other ideas, folks?
Well, I could hit it really hard with my hammer. That's my other idea.
Just the ground?
Yeah.
Sure.
I could try.
There's no point in not doing it.
I will summon my soul weapon.
Okay.
And I would like to do... I am going to imagine, like, the threads that I see when Bliss does different things, and, like, how I know that, like, dimensions and portals are made. And then I'm gonna, like, think really, really hard about shattering them. And then I'm gonna bang my hammer on the ground.
Make an attack roll.
I will do that. Not very good. 8.
8. You bring your soul hammer up, and you go, and just with all of your might, you slam it down on the ground, and you're just pounding dirt with your hammer. There's no There's no give to it. There's nothing special.
Unfortunate, unfortunate. Well, it's my idea.
I wouldn't just say, like, point ourselves in one direction, but it doesn't seem... Wait, hang on.
What?
Case is a robot.
Case is a robot.
I'm wondering if this place just alters, like, the mind's sense of position. So, like, you may think you're walking straight, but you're really, like, walking in circles.
Mm-hmm.
So, my thought is maybe just, like, Case's, like, actual, like, programming, like, just walking straight, you know, computerized, that might be something?
You haven't noticed anything.
Hmm.
Case's programs and logarithms, all that sort of thing, hasn't
helped. Yeah, no. I figured.
I feel like maybe Case has, like, some sort of internal positioning system, and there haven't been any abnormalities that you can think of.
Hmm.
So, maybe when Jenna was in the tree, she would have seen this. But from... Do we know where the edge is? Like, the what we came in from? Like, or how far we are from that?
You have no idea simply because you don't have any reference point.
Mm-hmm.
You're not sure if you entered this place close to an edge or... And you have no idea, like, directionally. I mean, obviously, like, you can see that there is a border around the whole thing.
Yes.
But you have no frame of reference to know where you might have entered.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to talk to... They all look the same. I'm going to talk to the three boys, and I'm going to ask them maybe, like... I'll be like, what, can I tell what classes they are? Or, like, what they're, like, yeah. I ask them what their, like, specialties, like, what can they do?
Brayden should have thought about this.
like, because if they have other spells or different things that we can try, that's my thought process.
Mm-hmm. They kind of look at you and they're like, I mean, not really. We've tried everything we have. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not the best at most magic, but we got some things, but just he kind of just shrugs at you again for the third time.
Are you guys like siblings or?
No, we're just complete strangers that look exactly the same. Yeah, we're siblings.
Okay, good.
Get
well,
wrecked.
Well, I was like, no, my brain was like, what if they were Bliss, but like a different
Ooh.
One?
Oh.
Interesting.
Ooh.
So that's why I had to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to just try to walk towards the
yeah,
tree?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I mean, we might as well keep moving.
Yeah,
we should at least keep moving until we think of something different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Did they look... They're okay? They're not, like, injured?
Yeah, they seem fine.
Cool. Because we can't... I was going to say... Because we don't know anything that's over there, so we couldn't make Boris, like, track it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess we can just keep... Well, what time of day is it?
It is probably around noonish. Obviously, like... There are no real night day indicators other than you do remember like the light kind of dimmed
mm-hmm.
around when you went to sleep.
Okay.
The quote unquote night before. But other than that, there's not really an indicator of daytime.
Mm-hmm.
You can guess it's probably around like noon. It has around noonish hours have passed.
About noonish hours have passed. Okay. That's cool. I'm pretty sure I already know the answer to this, but can I detect magic on the area that we're in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to detect magic.
So, as you do that,
mm-hmm.
Everything seems fairly mundane.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing incredibly special as far as, like, a spell or a magic item. You sense, what's the exact range?
I'll tell you... It is 30 feet.
30 feet.
From me.
Make an arcana check with advantage.
Ooh, I love advantage.
Don't we all?
Yeah. That's good. Okay, 12.
12. They are faint, but you notice kind of in the ground, you start to see those familiar kind of threads just kind of interlaced here and there.
Which ones
that you... So the ones you've seen, like, Bliss use, that have been apparent in, like, when you came... Just the ones you've seen Bliss use and the one you've seen kind of, like, common when you've been in certain interdimensional spaces.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Okay. Okay.
Like when you were trapped in office hell. And
yes, yes.
What if we just light everything on fire?
I think that's still a very bad idea.
Sure.
Yes.
Have I suggested this before?
You've suggested this many times.
Get a little bit of deja vu here.
Like three, but you've probably like two or three, at least two separate times.
When was the other time?
Literally in each of the past episodes, at least once you've done this.
Not past episodes.
Yeah.
Yes. Not once an episode.
I can literally pull it up and show you. But I don't. We're recording.
Right no, now. It's in a past episode.
Oh, not this time, but if that's what you're asking, not today.
I feel like it's not very common.
No, you've done it. You've done it a couple times now.
Yeah. I don't believe you.
I literally have it under recording.
Fake.
Okay. Hey guys, the ground is obviously the ground is very magic, but like...
No way.
Yeah, no, but like, it's like, we're in a, I think we're in a pocket dimension.
Hmm. Interesting.
maybe. Mm. Like, I don't know if it, hitting the problem, it does not... But if I hit it with a hammer, maybe it'll fix the problem. Does that make sense? We can't just keep smacking things until it fixes, until it does what I want it to do. But like...
But you can try.
But I can try. Yeah. And I don't... But also, like, this is like a god's soul weapon. So I feel like
maybe we cannot just smack it.
What?
Can we fire our thing?
What thing?
The what's it called?
The what?
What do we decided to name it? Our gun.
The snatcher.
At the ground?
Sure.
I feel like that's not how that works.
I feel like it's not how it works either, but I'm grasping at strings here.
Who has it? You have it?
I think I have it.
You can try it.
Yeah, I fired the snatcher.
You go to, who had it again?
Me.
Case.
Oh, Case did have it. Yeah. You kind of start to fiddle with it, and you find something that looks, you know, appropriate enough to be a trigger.
Sure.
And you can't even pull it. It doesn't seem to want to do anything.
Mm. Figures.
Make a perception check.
Oh my gosh. That is a 19.
19. You're kind of moving it around as you... I'm trying to fiddle with it, and you're just like pulling the trigger, and it's not budging, and you're wondering why. And there's a moment where you're kind of just like moving it around, and then there's a point where it kind of like gets kind of you are not practicing proper gun safety.
Oh, sure.
And Zero gets in the way of its path, and then all of a sudden this blue light and an interface kind of like pops up on a small screen. Towards the, on the hill? What do you call the handle? On the handle of the gun, essentially.
Yeah.
And, all of a sudden you feel a lot more give to the trigger.
If you kill me, I'm gonna
I'm not gonna
back.
Kill you. I mean, but like, what other option do I have? I'm gonna
you
pull the
me?
Freaking trigger.
Are you pulling the trigger?
No. Hey, you ever just aim a gun at your friend?
No. What does this mean, though?
It means that I have a soul weapon, and you could take it, but it won't activate unless you're aiming it at something with a soul weapon.
That makes sense.
So, it won't work
probably
on
not super
anything.
Relevant for the whole finding the big tree.
Well, once we... No, it will be really good, because once we get it...
For find, I said for finding the big tree.
Oh, I said for fighting, and I was like, no, that was very helpful, actually.
No, like...
Okay, no,
I I love the implication that we're gonna fight the big tree, like, we're just gonna kick this, like, giant tree in the roots.
Yeah.
And it's just gonna, like, okay, you win.
It's gonna go, ah, oh, darn. My one weakness. Oh, no. No. What, wait. I'm gonna, the Hermes crew. Do y'all have soul weapons? I assume that they do, but I have to ask.
Yeah, you say that, and then at once, they all kind of, like, smirk, and they, materialize, Ike kind of materializes that same spear, and you see Pike. Pike has a pike.
That makes sense.
As you should.
What's the difference between a pike and a spear?
I will show you what a pike
Brayden is. Doesn't understand. I know there are differences.
Okay.
So a spear is shorter.
Hey, is that? Would you like to guess?
Perhaps a lance?
Look,
no, actually, he has shuriken.
This is a very helpful diagram on all of the long weapons that I have.
I need to study
this. You can study my diagram and I'll pass it around. Because I know all knowledge on weapons. No, the internet does, though.
Interesting. So his lance is just a long spear.
Yes.
And a pike is just a long lance.
A long
They get longer.
They're just longer versions of each other.
I didn't even look at this
interchangeable.
Where's the pike? Yeah, the pike is just a really long Why is it like that? Who invented this?
I don't know. Don't ask me.
Who named them these things? Because half of these are the same thing, just, like, a different aesthetic. Like, what
You could heck? Just say long spear.
Also, like, what? Like, there's a glaive, and there's, like, something else that I can't pronounce, and they literally look the same. But okay.
I just like that they're, like, longer versions of each other. I think that's really
literally.
Cute.
Out of these things, I think there's four that I've ever actually said the name of in my life.
Wait, hang on, but I can't tell if you're joking. Does Lance have a lance or a shuriken?
Lance has a lance.
Okay.
Ike's kind of looks more like a glaive to you.
Interesting.
And in unison, they reply to Ysir, and they're like, uh-huh.
Cool. Okay, guys, alright. I don't know. I've never met anybody else that works for a god. Gotta make sure we're all on the same page.
Yeah, we're pretty new to this.
Yeah, how long have we worked here? Like a week?
Yeah, maybe like 5 days.
Okay. Do y'all also have a snatcher?
What's that?
It's the thing that he almost shot me with a second
ago. I didn't shoot you with it. I thought heavily about it.
That is concerning to me. Understand why that would be concerning to me, right?
Listen, just be glad I didn't pull the trigger.
No, wait. No, I'm not going to say
it. I honestly just flipped a coin.
I'm not going to say thank you for you not shooting me, because that's, like, less than the bare minimum.
Shoot, are those... Is that one of the things that the bad guys used to steal the gods' weapons with?
Yes.
Yeah, we stole one of them from the bad guys. We're cool
fighting
with that.
Fire
How
with
did you
fire,
get
baby.
Them?
We're good at our job.
We stole
it. We're
so
freaking good at our job. We deserve such a raise.
Well, first he took us to corporate hell, and it made me really mad. And then we stole his. I don't think that's the order, actually. We stole the gun at some point, though.
It got a little foggy.
This gun.
I don't even keep notes.
I can tell.
This is the one that was recovered from the goblins that tried to steal Bliss's soul weapon.
Ah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, we had to fight goblins for it. That was like our first day on the job. Oh my gosh.
You weren't even hired yet.
No, we were like, we were just doing it for fun, I guess. Just because we're not terrible people.
We need to see Quetzalcoatl about a raise.
Oh my gosh.
I'm serious.
You get the sense that this was one of the things that was not communicated to any other organization.
We're not supposed to say that.
In terms of secrecy, but I mean.
Well, whatever. We're bonded through trauma with these boys, so they get to know. They get to know everything in my inventory.
One of them's like looking through now.
Better not look in my bag. I don't even have anything special in there. You just better not look in it.
Privacy.
Exactly. I didn't say you could go through my stuff.
It's the principle.
It's the principle. That's right.
We're still so stuck.
Yeah. So what if, hear me out, what if, because the ground is magical, and there's six of us, what if we all smacked it with our soul weapons to break it? I feel like we don't have a lot of options, because we don't know what to do, but we could do that, but that could also be extremely stupid, so...
I mean, no one's watching
but
us.
But also, I broke that one dimension before. And this is just a very much stronger version of that. But if there are six of us, and we all hit it in unison...
Are there more crunchy leaves that we can follow?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, the crunchy leaves took us to combat.
I want to do combat again. I want to do something.
But I'm saying we do combat with the ground. Could we do combat with the ground, please?
Sure.
Sure. What do the Hermes kids think of that?
They are we gonna roll insight on the ground?
Ike kind of puts his hand up to his chin.
They're gonna be like, "This is the dumbest thing we've ever heard in our lives." What does this kid think they're doing, telling us to hit the floor?
I mean, it. Why?
Well, I explained to him. What happened when I went to corporate hell and how I broke the dimension. And how that might not be a good idea. Like, I don't know if that would fix our problem with space.
I mean...
But, like, that's the only thing... That's my experience, my life experience that I'm giving... I'm giving you my little nugget of wisdom. That's the only thing I have to offer in this moment other than just walk towards it.
But, I mean, maybe that might be good for getting out of here, but why would we want to get out of here? Don't we want to go deeper in?
Well, yes,
but we can't break it.
Apparently, we're having a problem going deeper in that we can't.
What if we walk the opposite direction?
I don't know if that's how that works.
Probably not.
I don't know. That was my little, I don't know, random theory. I assume we're walking towards the tree as this is all happening.
Oh, I thought we were just chilling.
Oh, no way.
I thought we were walking and talking, baby.
Okay.
Because we were like, we don't want to sit here.
Yeah, I thought you were just standing in that clearing this whole time, so.
Oh.
I guess, yeah, you were walking and talking
oh,
the whole
sorry.
Time. No, that's okay. I just was not aware what was going on.
Oh.
My bad. So... The six of you start walking. I mean, you're continuing your jaunt and you're talking, and lots of things are brought up and lots of solutions. And it just. You don't recognize the places that you pass. It's not like you're like, oh my gosh, I know that boulder. We're just walking in circles. Everything seems new. But it just, it gets to a point where there is a while, before you have encountered any other, clearing. You just kind of been, walking through kind of just, like, dense, fall trees. And you see more and more leaves are beginning to fall on the ground. And it kind of gets to a point where you kind of can't see where you're stepping. You're just kind of stepping on piles of leaves, And then finally, you come to a clearing, and it has been several hours of you just kind of like walking in the direction that you think the tree is going to be. And you come to another clearing, and it seems clear, and Jenna sends Boris through to make sure it's not like the vine monster this time. And Ike kind of, like, looks up at the sky and sees it darkening and looks at you three and is like, I mean, we might as well camp for the night. Huh?
Yeah. Do that.
Cool.
Can we tell if we've made progress?
I'm guessing
if
not.
If we send, like, who is it, Ike, that can fly?
Mm-hmm.
If we go up, can he see?
Iger, are you feeling well enough to fly?
He kind of taps his boots and he's like, I think I got a little juice left in me. Yeah. And cool. He flies up. And he's gone for an incredibly short amount of time
that's
this time.
That's good, that's good.
And he comes back down and he's like, I think we're getting closer.
Oh.
Interesting.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
I guess it's kind of objective, but it kind of, I mean, to me it kind of looks like it, and it never even looked like it when it was just the three of us.
Interesting.
I wonder if it's because we have this natter.
Maybe.
And at this point, you see that Pike and Lance are kind of, like, throwing these little, like, metallic cubes on the ground and then, like, snapping their fingers, and they kind of, like, fold out into, like, tents.
Oh, that's very nice.
And you see one of them puts down, like, a little fireplace, and it kind of, like, expands nice, and it just, like, lights.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that was very efficient.
Yeah, we come prepared.
I can tell. Do you want to learn how to speak monkey?
Lance, like, looks at you, and he's like, yeah!
Hell yeah! I'm gonna teach Lance how to speak monkey.
So, the... Zero spends the evening teaching Lance how to speak monkey, and
yeah.
The whole night you guys just hear like ooh ooh ah ah and like a bunch of hand symbols, and they're just having a ball. Jenna, in case there's anything particular you wanted to do.
Wait, so
listen. I've already stated my desire to just set this whole place ablaze.
Please don't.
But for now, just like contemplate my existence.
Pike kind of looks at you and he's like, as much as that, I mean, I guess it could be helpful. I think that...
I didn't say that aloud.
Oh.
I don't want these new people thinking I'm a psychopath or whatever.
He reads your mind. No, just...
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, spicy.
I would love to know if he could do that.
That'd be helpful.
I'd be in trouble if he could.
Oh, no. It'll be like in Twilight. He'll read everybody's minds except for yours.
Oh no.
Gross.
Bad. But that'll work in your favor, so you can think all the arson thoughts you want.
Pike and Case fall in love. No, just kidding. And whatever kind of passes for night here kind of sets in. The six of you get around the fire and you're telling stories, and now Lance and Zero are starting to like tell each other quote unquote secrets.
Oh,
telling jokes, not actual nice. Secrets, but you're like, it's like, let's say Ike says something about like the first time he learned how to like ride a bike as a joke, and he's like, and I wasn't scared once because he like ran into a tiger or something. And
uh-huh. While riding a bike?
Yeah.
Where do you live that there are tigers?
Where does he live?
Oh, I mean, it's this little village, like, south of Omnia.
And cool, there's just cool. Tigers there?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Tiger? Yeah.
Uh-huh. What's the name of
you guys
of
don't
village?
Have tigers where you're from?
No, we live in the city, dude. There's, like, all we have is, like, freaking
goblins
Chonko.
Steal. Oh, yeah, you have Chonko! We have Chonko.
Chonko and his brother.
Oh my gosh, we have to go feed Chonko. Who is feeding Chonko?
Chonko feeds himself.
Because Koala better be feeding Chonko.
No, Chonko knows
how Chonko
to...
Chonko probably has like a pile of Twinkies. He's probably
a pile sad. Of Twinkies.
He's okay.
Chonko is okay.
Chonko is fine. Confirmed.
We don't harm dogs and we don't harm Chonko on the tabletop stop.
No Chonko harm.
And...
Chonko just he just extorts the other hamster.
Oh gosh.
Ike finishes telling this big, funny, brave story from his childhood, and then Lance kind of leans over to you, and he's just like, which means he pissed his pants, he was scared the whole time.
Oh my gosh, I start laughing so hard. That's so good.
And... you just the six of you kind of pass the night that way, and they have these cots that they had brought, and they didn't know what they were getting into. They brought literally everything.
Nice.
And they have some spares for you, and you kind of all start to lie down for the night. And as your eyes are closing, you feel the temperature just kind of like dropping slowly. and it just gets like colder and colder. It wasn't like unbearable, but it kind of starts to be, and you start to hear like the breeze, kind of, it starts out very softly, and you start to hear it get faster and faster. And then at one point, Jenna, you see from the sky out from the tops of the trees, just like a single snowflake starts to fall, and then it's followed by another and another and another.
Oh, it's winter now.
Oh boy.
And as
this better not be like equivalent to like an actual season upstairs, because like that would suck. Does Chanko have that many Twinkies?
Chanko's gonna be fine. Chanko's fine.
He'll be fine.
I personally don't think it's that long. Maybe it is, who knows? But like, Flint's not the cleanest person in the world. So
you're probably right.